Thank you, Chairman Bernanke, for coming to our committee today to talk about the state of our economy. The U.S. economy continues to suffer from slow growth, and unemployment remains unacceptably high. Continued uncertainty about our economic future is hindering job creation today. Washington is creating much of this uncertainty. All one has to do is go home and talk to a businessman, a businesswoman, and that is exactly what you will hear. The explosive growth in our federal debt is by far the biggest source of this uncertainty. By sowing doubt about future taxes, interest rates, and price stability, government is hindering businesses' ability to plan and invest, creating a drag on economic growth today. The purpose of today's hearing is to discuss the fiscal and monetary policies that have led us here. On the fiscal side, CBO projects a $1.5 trillion deficit this year, with publicly held debt raising to 69% of GDP by the end of the year. That is up from 40% in 2008. In a few short years, the CBO projects government spending to drive our debt to crisis levels, overwhelming the entire economy and drowning the next generation in red ink. Endless borrowing is not a strategy. We must restore the foundations of economic growth: low taxes, spending restraint, reasonable regulations, and sound money to help restart the engines of economic growth and job creation that is so essential. We must not neglect the sound money part of the equation. The Federal Reserve has undertaken another round of quantitative easing, purchasing Treasury bonds in an attempt to lower borrowing costs and stimulate the economy. My concern is that the cost of the Fed's current monetary policy, the money creation and massive balance sheet expansion, will come to outweigh the perceived short-term benefits. I hope that's not the case. These costs may come in the form of asset bubble and price pressures. We are already witnessing a sharp rise in a variety of key global commodity and basic material prices, and we know that some producers and manufacturers here in the United States are starting to feel the cost pressure as a result. According to the core price indexes that the Fed closely watches, these cost pressures have not been yet passed along to consumers, but the inflation dynamic can be quick to materialize and painful to eradicate once it takes hold. The steepening of the yield curve this week adds to these concerns and fuels some of this speculation. I'm concerned that normalizing monetary policy when the time comes may be difficult, not only for the pure technical challenges of shrinking the Fed's substantial balance sheet or correctly judging economic turning points, but also for political reasons. It's hard to overstate the consequences of getting this wrong. The dollar is the world's reserve currency, and this has given us tremendous benefits in the global economy. For the sake of our economy in particular, and the global recovery as a whole, it is vital that we focus on dollar stability if we are to prevent the kind of beggar-thy-neighbor currency conflicts that can ultimately destroy a worldwide economic recovery. Our currency should provide a reliable store of value. It should be guided by the rule of law, not the rule of men. There is nothing more insidious that a country can do to its people than to debase its currency. Chairman Bernanke, we know that you know this. We know that you're focused and concerned about this. The Fed's exit strategy and its future policy will determine how all of this ends. Many of us fear that our monetary policy is on a difficult track. We are very concerned about our fiscal policy here, and we know that it is on a very, very dangerous track. That is a very, very well-established fact. I firmly believe that a course correction here in Washington is sorely needed to help us get back on the right path. While it won't be easy, Americans have risen to the challenge, and we have prevailed in the past. Thank you for your indulgence. Thank you for your time in coming here. We understand that you have to be out firm by about 12:30, so we will ask our members to stick within the time limit. And at this time, I'd like to yield to our ranking member, Mr. Van Hollen.